The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. Rock and I are back with Total Divas, episode 4 of season 2. The fallout of the slap. Boom, boom, boom. I'm pretty stoked. How about you?
I am pretty stoked as well. I like how you do that. Boom, boom, boom. The fallout of the slap, yeah.
Hey, man, you know what? It's getting real. We're pressing into the season because, what, we only have 8 episodes, so I think we're halfway through at this point.
I think so, yeah.
So, you know, it's gonna get real, y'all. It's gonna get real, real fast. And, well, I guess we're gonna find out how real it's gonna get right after the break.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years... Finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments.
Oh my God! Don't do this, bro!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I came to play! There's a
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We see the girls in episode 4. They're meeting at a nice fancy restaurant.
And Nikki fakes that John got her a ring, but said he got her shoes.
And she puts them up on the table. And basically the sisters are comparing gifts.
And Brie got a small little bracelet and Natty's
and
bleeding.
Natty has a bloody nose.
Uh-oh, Natty's been doing the sniff-sniff. No, really, she hasn't been doing the sniff-sniff. Natty's like... The slap.
She's blaming the slap?
She's blaming the slap on the nose and how her nose hasn't... Her nose is off. Her nose is crooked. Her right nostril is screwed up.
And she sniffs to emphasize it.
Mm-hmm. Natty's, you know, trying not to let... You know, she has too much pride. That's why she hasn't confronted Summer yet. And, well, her nose continues to bleed.
Girl, honey, go to the bathroom. Take care of that.
Right. Cameron's like, you okay? You know, blood makes me nasty. And now Nikki can't eat because of the bloody nose. Oh, Lord, this is going to be an episode I can already tell. So we're setting up for Monday night Raw or SmackDown or something.
We're setting up for a show. We see them setting everything up. Hey, look, it's Fandango's entrance. Yep, it's Raw.
Hey, it's Tamina. And Eva Marie.
Tamina. She's like, what the hell?
Nikki's a real estate agent now. She just got her real estate license.
And congratulations to her.
Congratulations, Nikki. Well done. Bree's proud of her sister, and now Nikki's a businesswoman. Nikki's a workaholic.
How'd she go sell real estate from the road?
She's working with another broker. Her goal is to buy... Is to buy John Cena a nice red Lamborghini when he turns 40. That's her goal. With a bow on it.
And her on the hood, naked probably.
Yeah, with a bow, just a bow. Now he's being told that of her opportunity at TLC to fight for the Divas Championship. TLC is not like the Golden Globes.
No, Nanny Honey, I'm sorry. Rumble is the Golden Globes. But you know what? Still, it's an awesome deal. Natty's going for the Divas title.
She's, you know... Natty asks about comp ticket for WrestleMania. And he's like, well, that's a little far away, right? And Natty's all super excited. Yay!
So this puts us in probably November, December.
Well, yeah. I guess this we're back in November, December, yeah. Yeah, the funk is actos. The funk is on a roll.
There's AJ and Tamina.
And AJ and Tamina versus the Funkin' Dactyls, and and AJ takes the loss to Naomi from Monday Night Raw, and AJ's all pissed.
Sell it, girl, sell it. And now we're in San Diego
with Nikki,
and we're gonna get to see her sell a house.
Well, we know she knows how to work a light switch. That's what we found out so far. And Nikki's on the phone with John Cena. She's very nervous about her first showing. It's the most covered up you've ever seen, Nikki Bella.
Get out of my head. Just get out of my head. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, can't do that. John wants to know all about it when it's done. And here comes the first potential buyers. And she shows off the house. She's comparing selling a storyline to selling a house. They have custom showers, no bathtubs, a nice view
it's
of the
right
water.
It's right on the beach. It's a nice house. I'm not going to lie. It's a nice house. But the no bathtub, that's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
Yeah. As we've been through before. Nikki's talking about how the party would end up here after 10 p.m. because there's some sort of restriction on noise or something.
There's probably a noise ordinance.
Yeah. And she believes that went well. So we're back in Tampa. We're traveling.
Or we're seeing the girls working on their dance routine.
For Naomi. Naomi's learning for her... She put out a single, and now she's shooting a music video for it.
Oh, she got hubby working with her.
Mm-hmm. So we see them working out the routine. Jesus.
She's a former, Miami Heat dancer, so she can go.
Is she?
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's either a Heat or... I know she's a former dancer for the NBA. And now we're back in San Diego.
John Cena has arrived. What? She puts stuff on her lips to make her lips plump. Her lips plump. Why? Why would she? Wow, John. Really? He just said Nikki has a big deck. Nikki is showing off where her family is, and John gets a mysterious phone call from a girl named Sarah.
Ooh.
Nikki's like, what the hell's going on?
Uh-oh. Very secretive, just a business call he had to take.
She's not happy about it.
Well, of course not.
As the sun sets, we're back in Tampa, Florida. At Sandra's. Oh, wow.
Dude, we're going to Miss Sandra's house! It's awesome!
There we go. The Uso likes the crib, and she's helped.
Her sewing room. That's freaking awesome.
Look at those sparkles.
He's like, you're.
She wanted the thing and cover it fully, and it's only half done. Trinity's going to be doing it all herself in one night.
Don't argue with Miss Sandra. She knows what she's doing.
Right, and then the Uso's like, what? Trinity's giving Sandra the look of, how did you finish my outfit? So Trinity's going to do it all herself and done right.
Dude, it's going to be right. Miss Sandra knows what she's doing.
Oh, good lord. We've got some stuff to talk about as we, as we head to break. Alright, where do you want to start?
You know what? Yeah, we gotta talk about Natty's nose. I'm sorry, we have to. We'll get to the cat suit in a minute, but we gotta talk about Natty's nose. Summer didn't hit her that hard to break her nose. I'm sorry, she didn't.
It was the slap heard around the world.
It was the slap heard around the world, but, you know, something tells me she... It wasn't the slap.
Then what could possibly have done that to her nose?
I don't know, she's a professional wrestler, maybe she got hit in the ring?
Do you remember her getting hit in the ring with it?
Honestly, no, I don't. But I refuse to believe, because if you go back and you watch the slap, it doesn't look like Summer hit her nose.
She hit her on the left side, not the right.
Yeah, she hit her on the left.
So if anything was going to get screwed up, it would have been the left side.
So it's probably something stemming from a match or something like that, but yeah. You know what, girl? I'm sorry. If you're sitting there with a bloody nose, at least you don't cover your face.
Maybe it was Trinity doing the,
The rear view?
The rear view.
Trinity doing the rear view could have been any number of matches, because Natty's been wrestling a lot lately, so it could be any number of reasons why her nose got screwed up. But I seriously doubt it was Summer Rae slapping her on her front porch. Just putting that out.
Just pointing that one out. Hey, you never know. Summer may have a big hand and just goes whack and go bye-bye nose. Though it didn't look like her nose got touched. But that's beside the point.
But still, you know what? Excuse yourself and go to the bathroom or cover it up with a napkin or something. Don't be sitting there, you know, wiping blood off with your arm.
People are trying to eat.
Yeah, it's something of, if you get a bloody nose, it's unfortunate, but at least, you know, try and cover that up because, yeah.
Excuse yourself and go to the bathroom and cover and clean up your nose. Just your friendly piece of advice right here from the rack.
Sorry, I'm sorry. My mother would never let me get away with that. So it's like, no. You don't sit at the table. No, you excuse yourself and you go handle.
You go handle your business.
Yeah, you go handle your business in the
three syllables.
Room. Three syllables, y'all. But yeah, and you know, also, Trinity, girl, I love you. You're amazing, but you don't argue with Miss Sandra. You just don't.
She will whoop your ass.
Miss Sandra knows what she's doing. Don't argue with the woman.
No, you really, really shouldn't.
But she's got a really sick sewing room.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Nikki, Nikki studied to be a real estate agent, and congratulations to her. She's been studying for the past year.
Yes.
She went and got her license, so good for her.
Yes.
And we're back.
We're back.
In San Diego.
Hey, it's John. And Nikki asks, were you looking at porn? His answer, mountains of it. She has to be a little bit more covered up.
Yeah. That's a nice dress she's got on. That's not a bad dress.
Yeah. She got herself some professional business outfits, and she... Wow. John's like, I've never seen you wear pants. He's not even paying attention to her. As now she's, you know, being more revealing. She's throwing out her boobs, and he's not even looking. Oh, John. He goes, oh, I think it looks great, as he peeks back down to the computer and his phone.
So I wonder what he's up to. And here we go. They're going to rhinestone the cat suit.
With Buck, Trinity's uncle, and Darius, another uncle. They look very...
Oh, Lord, they're drinking. They're drinking while they're doing this. They're having a drink and rhinestone party. Oh, dear God.
This is not going to turn out good. Problems already. She's stressed. 10,000 rhinestones have to be put on. He's used to trying to be, you know, all nice and, you know, everything will work out, and she's just groaning and frustrated.
Inhale, exhale, take a deep breath, and just rhinestone.
And the Uso.
And the Uso is just like, oh shit, this is not gonna work.
No, 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 no. Now we're at the doctor with Natty as she's getting her nose checked out.
And we have Natty and TJ. They're meeting with Dr. Loffer. Basically, she has a broken nose.
She needs to have surgery, and she's upset. And she's upset because, you know, she has a title match coming up, and what she's going to do. Six-month recovery time, says the doctor, and I was like, do I want to get my nose fixed? I missed one of the biggest pay-per-views. It's a shitty situation, according to Natty.
And she's got to think about it. She's just like, oh, God.
She said, you know, well, you can build a bill it to summary. It's the day of the shoot. Trinity's sort of not mentally prepared at the moment.
Dude, he's such a good husband. He brought her coffee. He's trying to be supportive. He's trying to encourage her.
And Miss Sandra's arrived. He wasn't going to touch a damn stone. Hey, look at that! Hey, look at that! They got it done. She's all sparkly. She's all ready to go.
She looking fine. She looking fly. They're going all up in the club.
She hasn't slept in like 2 days. She meets the music director, and we got some lighting and all the fancy equipment, and the dancing has begun with all the dancers. Jimmy Uso is, yeah, being Jimmy Uso. Oh,
no, when the cat suit split.
Miss Sandra's here to fix this. It's falling apart. Miss Sandra's feeling up her ass.
She's trying to make it all stick.
And now she's changing outfits. Because, well, her outfit exploded.
Hey, you know what? When you got a booty like that, sometimes it just can't be contained.
Right. And now she's showing off her dance moves.
Oh, and her hair comes out.
So not only did her outfit break, her weave fell out. And now the...
Oh, and now the cops are showing up.
Why are the cops showing up? They didn't have their permits, so the cops are showing up. Oh. Here we go. We're going to get into some interesting stuff when we get back. And I like the timing, too. Anyway, so, where shall we begin?
You know, and it's unfortunate. Natty's got a concave septum, aka she's probably got a broken nose, which, if you actually look at her from head on, you can actually see that it's tilted. And that's really unfortunate. Again, I don't think it was because of some array, but... If that's where we're putting the blame, okay, that's where we're putting the blame. But, you know, she's got to get it fixed, and she's going to be out for 6 months to get it fixed.
Possibly.
I don't know if it's going to take that long. Because the thing is they would essentially have to re-break her nose, set her nose, and then allow it to heal.
Right, and we yeah.
Yeah. So that's never fun.
No.
No, so she's opting right now to not get it fixed, because obviously she doesn't want to miss TLC.
And everything else that will soon follow.
Including WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, yes.
That, you know, and it's honestly Natty's call. You know, I support it either way. I don't have a problem with it, but yeah. And then poor Trinity.
All right, let's get into Trinity. So when it rains, the old saying goes, when it rains, it pours. So her outfit breaks that she spent all night making. It rips apart, and you have Miss Sandra trying to stitch it back up. She was grabbing her ass the entire time. It's hilarious. And then her weave falls out. And then we go with the teaser of the cops show up. I don't know. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, when it rains, it pours. I feel bad for her that, you know, the outfit ripped. Honestly, I don't think it was, and this is not a shot at Miss Sandra at all. I don't think it was designed for that kind of use. I mean, honestly, if you look at it, it's really not made for what she was doing in it.
No, it really wasn't, but.
But you know, luckily they had her spare, and then it's always unfortunate that your hair falls out.
And now,
and then there's the issue with the permit.
As we're back, and the cops have arrived. There's a permit mix-up. The cops left. Everything checked out. They're good. Trinity's not feeling it right now. She's not pulling this all off. He's talking about it. The reason I'm getting married to you is because you can pull this off. She can't let anyone down, and he's giving her all the words of encouragement.
He's being the good fiancé, husband, boyfriend that he is, and, you know, trying to help her out and fuck her up after having a bad day.
He's being very, very supportive. And now we're in Biloxi.
Where they're doing the no-hate photography.
And there's John Cena on his cellular telephone.
And they're taking all the pictures.
Got all the divas doing the photos. Trinity's like, where's the man? You can't see me. Where's John?
Oh, and now they're talking about, you know, is something going on?
Eva's like, I would be digging like crazy because this happened to her in the past. She's bringing up all the shady stuff people would do, like bringing the phone with them to the bathroom. And
dude, my phone goes everywhere with me. I always make sure I have it.
Well, yeah, but Eva talks about how she was with a dude, and she walked in, and he was with a chick in the bedroom, and yeah.
So basically, they're freaking Nikki out. They're basically telling her she should be worried, she can be concerned.
All the signs are pointing to John Cena up to no good.
Basically, they're telling her to keep her eyes open. It's starting to weird her out. She's freaking out a little bit. This is not good. We're at Monday Night Raw.
Somewhere.
We don't know where. We see Natty getting ready.
She's 1 week away from the title match. Oh, really? She's the best at what she did, really? And here comes Summer Rae. And she has a match with Summer tonight. It's the last person she wants to be in the ring with. And Natty tells her, stay away from my face. Summer's like, I'm always safe in the ring. What does that mean? She's like, just stay away from my face. And Natty's on her way to the ring for old school Raw.
In January.
Shh.
Just pointing that one out. As Summer and Natty are about to square off 1 week before Natty's title match at TLC. As they're having they're going a little bit rough with one another.
And then there's a kick to the face.
Mm-hmm. This is filmed for main event, I believe.
Yeah.
Summer kicked her right in the face. She called her, and she says, you're not a ninja. Natty continues to get kicked in the face. Should say superstars, not main event. Sharpshooter's locked in as Summer Rae taps out. Natty wins.
They got rough with each other.
Mm-hmm. And Natty is pissed.
And now she's upset.
So Summer, Natty's crying, and Summer says, Summer hit my nose. They're all concerned. TJ is now, as we go to break, TJ is trying to console Natty a little bit. Oh, all right. Stuff's going to happen as we come back from break. But as we go to break, you can see how things are not exactly timed correctly. Anyway.
No, no. You know, that was old school Raw in January after Natty had already had her shot. But
That's why they didn't tell us where we were at.
I love Natty. Don't get me wrong. I love her. I think she's amazing, but I think she's being a little bit of a drama queen about this nose thing.
As we've seen with Natty in this show, she's a little bit of a drama queen.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, your nose is messed up. Fine. Okay. You know, I get it. You don't want to get it fixed. Fine. Totally support that decision 100%. I said that before. You know, it's her face. But it's like, you know, freaking out because Summer kicked her in the nose. It's like, honey, that's your job. You know, you can ask her to stay away from your face, and she can opt to respect that, or she can not opt to respect that, and obviously she opted not to respect that. But it's something of, you know, she kicks you in the nose, you put on your great big girl panties, and you kick her ass. I mean, you know, that's just kind of how it works.
And at the same time, you should know the move's coming. You should protect yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, it's something of, it's like, yeah, just, you know, sorry, I just, you know, and I don't mean to make fun of Natty, because like I said, she's my girl, and I love Natty to death, but it's just like, you know, okay, you need to just chill, right, just, because it's like, she's kind of making a big to-do about a fairly small thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but yeah. And also the cheating thing. All right, look.
What?
Just them saying, oh, I'd be checking his phone, I'd be going through his computer, I'd be trying to find out. No. Okay? No. You don't do that. All right? You don't. You ask him. You confront him. You don't steal his computer and his phone and go through it. You don't do that to people. Okay? You just don't. You confront them on it and you ask them.
But what if they lie to your face?
Then that's on them. But you don't steal their stuff. Trust me. I've known people that have done that and it's turned out horribly for them.
Oh, I know.
Because stuff gets taken out of context. But anyway, we're back. And Natty's kind of freaking out.
Natty's telling Nikki, don't say anything to anyone. Was it? I love it. Nikki was the one who didn't want to say anything about her, you know, tooth. And now she's the one trying to tell Natty to do something. It's just tremendous. We're in San Diego, California.
We're back at the condo.
Oh, John. John is like, I can see up the dress.
So we're seeing that he's having some back problems.
As he's doing some yoga.
Trying to stretch out his back.
John is going to the gym by himself. And Nikki's wondering if he's seeing someone else. Now Nikki is talking to Bree on the phone. How John's acting really, really weird. saying I was going to go with Jim with John. He wouldn't let me. Nikki's like, should I just drive by Jim? Should I show up? And Bree's like, that's the first step you're not trusting somebody.
Oh, no. She's already taken that first step.
Bree just comes down to us, so you want me to help you spy?
And hey, look, it's the Range Rover.
The one that John bought her.
So they pick up... She picks up Bree. So I guess Bree and Brian were staying in San Diego.
The most depressing Adele CD they're about to listen to or talking about.
And they're talking about bonbons. They're arguing about it.
It's a piece of fucking chocolate, Nikki's like.
And now they're Googling it. How have you never heard of this?
That was an awkward sneeze. And now they're taking the shot to the gym, and apparently he has the Ferrari in San Diego. John's like, I'm hanging at the gym. At Gold's gym. She asked, do you want anything for the grocery store? We'll go out to dinner if you want. And she hangs up the phone. Bree's like, holy shit.
And Nikki starts crying. She thinks he's cheating on her.
She wipes the tears. She has no idea what to do, and, well...
Maybe he's, I don't know, buying you a house?
Maybe.
And she's gonna kick him out.
Dum dum dum. Oh, Lord.
And here comes the confrontation. But it's coming up next, so...
Alright, go. Where do you want to start?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Nikki. Oh, you're a mess. I love you, but you're a mess.
She's very concerned that John is not being faithful.
Well, okay, to be fair. To be completely 100% fair... She does have some basic concern. It's never been proven that John Cena cheated on his wife, but there were always suspicions that he did it. And when you're dating somebody like that, where they literally have women throwing themselves at him constantly, I imagine.
Right.
There's always that fear and that suspicion of, well, what if he just, you know, finds something better? Or he finds something hotter that he wants. Because, you know, if you think about it, John Cena could really have anyone he wants.
Right, he's John Cena. Anyone would be willing to, you know.
Male and female, just to point that out. But yeah, so it's, you know, she has rights to be concerned, but again, it's something of, it, just because I've known people, again, that have been through this, I've been through this, I think everybody that's been in a relationship, mm-hmm. more than one, has been cheated on at some point. I think that's a fairly safe bet. And it's something of...
whether they've been cheated on or at least suspected of being cheated on, or jealousy winds up and, yeah, causes you to do things.
Yeah, and it's something of, it's just, you know, if you're worried or you're concerned, just ask him. And ask him to be honest and ask him to be truthful. We know he's not the most open person. But you know what? Ask him anyway. And just say, look, I'm concerned, I'm worried, what's going on with you? Because you're taking phone calls, you're not paying attention. You know, what is the deal?
Right.
And that's really all you need to do. It's like, honestly, it's like, just be an adult about it. Don't stalk him at the gym. Don't do whatever. Because, you know, honestly, you can't have... if there isn't a trust in a relationship, you can't have a relationship.
Pretty much, yeah. And the way she's going, there is no trust in the relationship.
No. So it's something of... you know, I get why she's suspicious, and her reasons are founded. You know, I would be suspicious, but I wouldn't stalk him. I wouldn't go through his email. I wouldn't go through his phone. I'd just ask him, hey, what's up?
And I think that's where we're leading to the confrontation of what the hell is going on.
Right.
It's going to get really, really... interesting, it looks, by what just the way they've been teasing it. As we're back from break in San Diego, California, once again, the confrontation looks like it's about to begin.
Here shortly. And she's waiting for him.
She's pacing back and forth. By the way, the lipstick she's using is really, really bright.
Yeah.
Looks really awkward, and now John Cena walks in. She asks where he's been. He says he's working out. Do you think I'm stupid? John's like, why are you stalking me? What's the deal? She knows something's up. She just throws out, I think you're seeing someone else. He goes, that's ridiculous. Why would I even do that? Why would I do such a thing? And he just called her a hypocrite. He brings up the faith and trust. And now she's getting ready for work, and yeah, John's all stunned.
He's not happy.
John Cena has an angry face.
And he leaves. Oh.
And we're now in Orlando with Nanny and TJ. She's torn between her body and her career. She believes her moments are passing her by. TJ's like, if you get Netflix now, it gets done. If you wait, it can be re-injured. She's like, if I get taken out of the game, I'll never get back into it. She knows how TJ's been out of the mix since he got hurt.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you get your nose fixed, you can still appear. You can still do appearances, autograph signings, and be at shows. You just can't wrestle.
Right. TJ's like, this is about your health. And her gut's like, not to take time off. she realizes if she doesn't compete, someone else will take her spot. Like the Funkadactyls or the Bellas.
She just said, called her health ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah, and she just screamed at herself to suck it up. And we're back in San Diego as she's preparing at home.
The same bitch house.
That she's trying to sell.
It's an odd layout for a house.
Here comes John Cena. He's all dressed fancy. He's showing up at her work. He's talking about, I didn't go to gym, as you know. Time for a healthy dose of truth. He went to see another woman. Ooh, dramatic music.
And we got a break.
I love the dramatic tease of the music as we... Yeah. Yeah. So, we're here. Where do you want to begin?
I don't even know. Like, you know... Again, I think Natty's being a kind of a drama queen. I love her.
She's a heart. She has to be, you know.
Dramatic.
Dramatic. It's all about wrestling. Wrestling, 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 wrestling. Nothing else matters in the world but the wrestling.
You know, honestly, I think it's something of, if her nose is really bothering her that bad, she should get it fixed. If it's something that she can push through it. But... That's a personal judgment as far as what you can do, but you don't want to gamble with your health, especially around your face, because, well, there's kind of important stuff in your face that you sort of need.
Yes.
That's connected to other important stuff in your body that you kind of need. So, you know, you kind of have to be careful with that, and it's something of, if you really think it's affecting you, then take care of it. If it's not... then push through, but it's something of don't call it ridiculous or don't call it stupid or don't ignore it, because as we've seen, you know, countless times with many, many wrestlers, they ignore injuries, they let them stack up, and then later on in their career, they're forced to either retire because of them or they're forced to take time off. I mean, it's something of if you have the option to take care of it now, well, it's easy to take care of it now, because which would you rather do? Optionally take care of it or be forced to take care of it?
Take care of it now.
And I'm back. So we had the dramatic music. He went to see another woman.
She's an escrow agent. And... and he bought the house. Because he got a phone call from a beautiful woman who loved the house. She's pissed, but now she's happy. He bought the house.
So they bought a house. Well, he bought her a house, and they're going to live in it together. Aww.
He's packing up his stuff, and he's going to travel across country and live with her.
He got a big house. I hope it all fits.
I don't think he's packing up all his stuff. We're back in Texas. Bree's having issues keeping her big boobs in her outfit. Love the Usos. Hey, it's Brutus. And now she's playing the song for Brutus. And now we get to see the video part of it. Now Brie gets to hear the song. More video. Now Nikki.
And now Bree's listening.
And they all love the song. Brutus is talking about all the hookups he can get for her. Because he's so down with Snoop Dogg. Oh, good Lord.
And basically, Brutus is going to work his contacts for her to see if they can't get it out.
Yeah.
And we're in Houston for TLC. Hey, I just watched this afternoon. On the WWE Network.
There you go. Nice plug. Now we have Natty and TJ talking. She's worried about her nose.
Honey, you can't go back now.
You made a decision. You gotta stick with it.
That's a key word they've been using a lot lately. Legacy. That right. word's been getting dropped a lot lately. And not just because of John Cena or Wyatt, but...
Hey, it was a random person walking backstage. I think it was one of the matadors.
I believe it was, yes. Yeah, we had no Shield sighting.
No Shield.
No Dean Ambrose! There was no Dean Ambrose!
Darn.
He's the star of Total Divas, though.
So Natty's running for her match with AJ Lee. Natty makes her way to the ring with her fancy jacket. She's all set for action. You have Tyson Kidd and Nikki, I think it was, watching backstage. And here comes AJ and Tamina.
AJ with her shiny pretty title. Her baby.
Her baby. And here we go. The match is on. Natty versus AJ. One on one.
Somebody had a restroom break sign. How rude.
I know, right?
That's what you get. Go to break. So Natty's going to work through her injury, and John and Nikki have a place together in San Diego. So I guess that means she's not moving back to Tampa?
No, I don't think she's moving back to Tampa. That may be their summer home, I don't know.
West Coast home?
Maybe. Who knows? They're bi-coastal.
Well, you know, he has the money to buy a second house. Actually, to probably a third house, because I think he owns his mom's house, too, but...
He has the money to buy many houses.
Yes, he does, and... Looking at that listing, that was probably a $1 million to $2 million house, at least. So he dropped a nice pretty penny on that house for her.
Oh, man. All he needed to use was probably his WrestleMania paycheck.
That's it.
That's probably all he needed to buy that house. So, yeah. So all is good in the Nikki and John Cena world for now.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering is, you know, if they break up, does he get the Land Rover in the house?
I think he gets the house. I don't think he gets the Land Rover.
Well, it depends on who it's titled to.
But that was a gift. This, I don't think, is a gift. he basically bought himself a house in San Diego that they can live in.
Well, it's kind of a gift.
The gift that
he bought it because she loved it, but, and he's giving it to her for them to live in together. But I don't know if she's going to be on the title or not.
I would assume it's Cena's.
Yeah.
Just call it a hunch.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's his. Because you kind of have to think about that, you know. It's like, well,
since she was the one technically selling it, I don't think she could be on the lease. You know what I mean? I know we went to an escrow agent, but she's still selling the house.
No, I think she can. I think she can be on the title. If she doesn't close it, I think she can be.
Okay. I don't know the legality, so if anyone knows the legalities, tweet us and tell us. Because, well, we're not real estate agents. We didn't go to real estate school.
Yeah, sorry. And you know what? Honestly, real estate law is different in every state.
Right. So if you know California real estate law, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio and at Lynn's Ward, LINSWARD, as we're getting ready to come back from break.
Yes, so we see Natty and AJ competing at TLC.
For the Shawnee Divas Championship. These two have good chemistry together. That's, well, a given.
Oh, yeah. They put together a great match.
Yeah. And AJ's being not taking any shots at the nose. So Natty has a happy about that, and Natty just tosses AJ around like a ragdoll.
Yeah. To AJ's credit, she's not afraid to take a bump.
And then Natty takes a hard fall right on her face. Natty comes off the ropes and takes a kick right to the face.
Bam!
Her nose is throbbing. And now the Black Widow has been applied. Natty gets out. Woohoo! Big clothesline. Uh-oh, here it comes. Sharpshooter.
Look how good this match was.
Sharpshooter, Natty's gonna win. Natty's gonna win. No!
Nope.
And Natty gets rolled up for the three count. AJ Lee retains her precious baby title.
For a little while longer.
Natty comes up short. The girl's like, good match, Natty, good match. TJ's all excited for her.
Really? Actually, you could tell this is a completely different show because her hair is different.
Yeah, I know. But TJ's like, us as divas, yeah. We gotta show them how tough we are. Oh. Alright. What? Oh, good lord.
Oh my god, Natty, TJ are going to the sex therapist. Oh my god, that's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. Alright, so the episode has wrapped up on Natty coming short in her title, opportunity. That will do it for, you know, the actual show.
The actual show, but, you know, we saw the teasers for next week. It's Trinity and John's wedding. Eva Marie looks like she's having health issues. And, well, I think we have clips that we can take a look at from the nice people over at E.
Yes, yes, we do. So, without further ado, let's take a look at our first clip.
Hey, hey. Natta. Ooh, look at those pants. That's a bitch you better wear.
Her shoes. I love it.
I'm spoiled.
I love that. We should be spoiled.
We're living in spoiled with love. I love it.
Really?
We had a lot of making up to do.
So, how was last night with TJ?
Just...
She doesn't know what doggy style is.
Nicole.
Shut up.
First of all,
Are you gonna ask me what doggy is? Natty needs to get outside of her box. She needs to let loose. She needs to get free. She needs to get crazy.
Natty, show me. Excuse me, sir. Maybe we could have him show us.
Right.
Nicole.
Whoa, Bree. Oh,
what?
Natty didn't know doggy stuff.
No, Bree, I did.
Bree, show her.
Oh my God, Bree, there's people behind you. Gosh, you're in a little dress.
I didn't know you were really going to do it. I'm just kidding.
I may be conservative. I may be your average little vanilla latte, but I would rather be a vanilla latte than a frappuccino with all the fixings, spilling my guts, and making a complete jackass of myself.
Ryan, come here.
Natty didn't know what dog style was.
Really?
Yeah, I knew
as a child because I saw my dogs have sex. And I need to figure out how they were stuck. They were literally stuck for an hour, remember?
What?
Our dogs had sex one time, and they were stuck together for like an hour.
Ryan, okay. Are you saying to me, dog semen is like glue?
Yeah.
I swear to God, Dan and Brian and Nikki and Bree made the show.
Don't know what to say.
Okay, to be fair, all right, to be fair, Natty has only ever been with TJ. TJ's only ever been with Natty. It doesn't seem like they've explored much in 13 years, but yeah, honey, expand. Expand. There's a whole world out there that you just don't even know about. Just expand. And I'm not even touching Nikki's comments. I'm just not.
We'll talk about that next week. Let's just get to clip number two, shall we?
Fair enough.
We got an important event coming up next week.
Yeah, Dad, we're getting married next week and want to know if you can make it.
I know it's hard for him to express that to you too, but I really wouldn't feel comfortable if I didn't have your approval and if you weren't there.
Number one, I'm proud. I'm happy for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shocking. You know, I just got through with the match here, and then I'm getting here with this. And I just want you guys to be happy.
No, I haven't had a whole lot of time with you and for you to get to know me, but it'd mean the world for me to have you there, but I know it'll mean even more for him to have you there.
You know, I want to be in there as one of these things where it's an important big day, and just thank you for considering. This business is a hard business. You guys won't be on the road, and there's a lot of, I mean, I ain't got to tell you kids. You know what time it is. Congratulations. All right.
I am so relieved. My concern is just having John's family's blessing with us getting married.
Keep me in contact. Let me know. I got to go get me a white color suit or something. Lord have mercy.
All right, Dad.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm confused. So they're getting married. They've planned this marriage, this ceremony out somewhat. And they're asking his dad a week before for not only the blessing, but for him to be there?
What?
What? Does that? Nobody does that.
No, no one. Unless you're eloping, no one does that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if I did that, my mother would kill me.
You wouldn't make your wedding.
Yeah, I wouldn't make my wedding. Like my mom would like straight up kill me if I planned a surprise wedding and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting married next week. She'd be like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what? So, it kind of seems like shenanigans, but okay. But it was a sweet moment either way. You know, Trinity wants the blessing. They want Rikishi there. Obviously, he's the father of the groom. He would probably be there no matter what. But again, you're springing the wedding on him? A week before?
In the words of the hurricane? What's up with that?
Right?
Let's go to clip number three, shall we?
We shall.
Aloha,
have done?
Yes.
I'm so nervous.
You look amazing, Trinity.
Ready to go.
Aww. Nothing you can really say about that. She was getting ready for her wedding, and it's like, aww.
So the big day is next week. Again, congratulations to John and Trinity. I can't wait to see it, because it looks like it was a beautiful ceremony. Mm-hmm. And that's really all I got. You know, I just it's going to be one of those, I'm not crying, I swear, moments.
Right. Exactly. So we'll get into that next week.
We will, but as for this week in episode 4, well, I think we're done.
I think we're done too.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week with all the dirt on Total Divas episode 5. Till then, bye!